Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins with you. It's another podcast with Vion Podcasting. This is going to be part three of our amazing Ambio series, where I've got sort of four parts in total for this one anyway, where I'm showing you the Ambio smart headset from, or smart earphones, sorry, from Sennheiser. And essentially, we're doing a journey, or have been doing a journey, from Birmingham to Orpington, where my wonderful Claire lives. This is going to be part three then, so part three will see us sort of continuing the underground train journey that we started, that we left in part three, and then walking in Charing Cross and catching the final train. And then we'll have a little walk in part four, but all that's to come. Enjoy this, and any feedback, comments and questions, by all means, I'll try to answer them. Speak to you in a bit. Bye-bye for now.
On you come. That's your main concourse. Good boy. Stand still. You must have done thousands of test legs by now, wash your dog, mustn't you? You good boy. I remember you used to have to walk up these, and if you listen to my previous assistant's booze, you know, the process was so much more arduous, and I broke it down. Good boy, Usher. Off we go. Let's go. I did it with a cane, then with Usher, but still had to get levels of assistance at various places. And it's somewhat liberating not to have to do that, to be fair. And this is a route that we're both confident with. Wait, Usher. Here we are, the gates. Good boy. Forward. Good boy. think for speed, what I'll do is, well, I'm looking at the train apps. Well, anyway, I will get a sense of where we are from the assistance people on the kiosk here in a minute about when my next train talk into will be. But the good thing, it looks as though you can do all that with your headphones and still being recorded, certainly on the motive. Right, these aren't working, shall we? That's it, steady. Gently does it. That's great, it's not working. So we're having a little climb. Good boy, Asha.
Interesting, that noise you just heard on the right, that was my hand on the rail. It wasn't me out of breath. Just thought I'd make that clear. So yeah, you could hear my hand on the rail on the right hand side as I was walking up the escalator and sliding my hand along the rail as we were going along. Fascinating the way these sounds are brought to the fore with these in-ear mics on the Ambio.
This will be a session. Come on. Right there, go on. Go for it. Come on. Platform 6, Ashi. Come on. Hello, you're right.
Yeah.
Platform 6 for the Orpington, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheers. Come on then. Pop, Osh. That's what I love about Usher. I suppose any dog, you know, any guide dog that has to be ready for sudden movement. So I was waiting to get served and then heard the announcement anyway. So, and now we're walking pretty fast. Got some chunk down the platform here because we want to get to a point where we don't have to walk so far at Orpington. It really doesn't matter either way, but... this works for us. Okay. Just have a little look down here. Steady. Okay. Okay, I should find the next door. Find the door, Usher. Ash, find the door. Ash, find the door. We'll go this one. Up you go. That's it. Good boy. Find you chuck it, tuck in here, I think, Ash. Come on, in you go. Come round. Up. Ashy, come round. That's it. Okay, Asher now has his nose by me because
he's been waiting for a treat, haven't you, for being such a good boy? Okay, wait.
I'll find him. I'll stash in my new bag. Here we go. Asher has some treats that he gets every Friday. Like his little treat day, isn't it? For doing lots of good work. We'll have two more in left hand. He's shiny.
So that concludes part three then, everyone. One more part to go. That's some really fascinating different sounds coming out of that. One of the things I'm noticing about the Ambio is that there's no distortion on really loud sounds. I've not set any levels. I'm just using the Motive sort of app. That's the one for the Shure Motive mics, and it's really been made very accessible now. And I've not needed to do anything with any levels, just left it the way it was. And there's lovely, lovely dynamics, lots of lovely bass and lots of highs, the lows and highs, mid-ranges, and all sound really good to me, to be fair. Anyway, then part four will be coming up, and more information will be available on the Ambios in the notes I provide with each of these recordings. Speak to you in a bit. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.